part in the end of the pickets to where the livestock wouldn't try to reach over and bite the flowers or plants that the housewife would have growing in the yard up next to the fence.
Did you have a type thing, extension you might build over a top rail of a rail fence that would keep the fence high enough to hold in the big animals, you know, rather than, you know, using more wood to build it up higher?
The only way we have the rail fence and usually about 8 or 9 rails high. And then if there was something that wanted to push on it or something, well, you'd take one strand of barbed wire and run it on the outside or the inside or both, about 2.5 feet from the ground, and that would keep them from getting up to it. You'd have these points where your rails, the ends of the rails crossed.
Yeah.
And that way, while that livestock couldn't get up in the inside part of the rail fence to push the rails.
Oh, okay. Now, did you ever raise cotton?
Yes, sir. Raised a little cotton, not a whole lot.
Tell me about the work you did.
Well, they to me, it was all work. After I married and got a family, well, I never grew but one bale of cotton, and I said that was it. Because I'd had to pick cotton whenever I was a child growing up, and my dad planted cotton, not in no big way, but he planted a little cotton, and but there's too much work in that cotton to suit me.
You had to
you had to chop it.
Chop it.
Then it was nothing more than thinning the cotton. You chop it, leave 2 or 3 stalks so far apart.
Okay. And now you might say cotton was grown in a what? In a cotton
patch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you'd have a cotton patch.
Okay. What kind of things would you grow in a patch, maybe?
Well, you'd have a sugar cane. You'd have a sugar cane patch.
You'd have a sugar cane patch.
Maybe a peanut patch. It'd be a small area for each. You'd have different little patches.
I see. Okay.
We'd have a peanut patch and a sugar cane patch. Of course, you had your big field that you had your cotton and your corn in. And then you had a garden.
Yeah. Garden. Okay.
Contact that.
If you want to start a hen laying, what'd you put in her nest sometimes? Fooler or something like that?
Well, most times you didn't start them to lay in that way, or in my experience was you more or less, there were so many chicken snakes and things like that until you would put a false egg in the hen nest.
Yeah.
To where that you could leave a false egg there. And in fact, the business wise, the old saying goes, a chicken snake, they has been the old timey glass white doorknob that you used years ago on the door. Why, you'd put that white glass doorknob in there and the chicken snake would swallow them. They've been found where stumps, the chicken snake swallows the egg and then wraps himself around an object and crushes the egg. Well, the chicken snake would swallow this glass doorknob and he would end up dying because he could crush the doorknob.
Yeah, somebody else told me that.
Call
that egg a what? You ever hear folks call it a China egg?
China egg.
Okay, all right. Your China was what?
Your China was you.
What you'd eat off of.
Right, you.
Okay. Now, you told me, what sort of things did you have to carry water in a bucket?
A bucket.
Yeah, okay. And you
had a dipper.
Dipper made out of
aluminum, as a general rule at the house. Of course, down at the spring, you'd have the old timey